Hey, it's Barrett
and Christina,
and you're tuning in to Seat for Every Ass. So, Christina,
Barrett,
first of all, we are a partnership, and I think that a lot of people are shocked by the fact that we're still together 10 years later. Partnerships, just like a marriage, are not easy.
Yeah, it is really. It's definitely not incestuous, but it's almost like we don't see it like that, but like maybe others do, just because we live next door.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize that we started off not as friends. If you watched episode one, obviously you heard how we met each other and started our business. But with that, we now live next door to each other. All of our children are in the same grade and are
sports.
The same age. Mm-hmm. They're in sports together. You and I literally live on the same street, catty corner from each other. So there isn't really like a separation. Even though there is separation in the sense that, like, obviously we're not all sleeping in the same bed, like Charlie Chocolate Factory or whatever. But, oh, I love that movie, though.
I know.
And with the old people with the feet up at the bed.
And the cabbage.
But we literally are always together. Yeah. Like, we just got back from a trip together. We're going on another trip together. We're bringing our husbands on the trip. Like, we really do everything together. It's more of like a sisterhood than it is anything else. And maybe that's why it works so well. But I thought it would be really fun for us to do like a little Q&A. Just a few Q&As to kind of break up the conversation.
Can I start?
Yeah, I was going to ask you to start because I feel like you're really good with the Q&As. I'm not so great with the Q&As.
I love trivia and games and questions. No.
There's that thing on TikTok where it's like, we listen and we do not judge. Okay, that's totally this with the Q&A.
Yeah. Okay, so, Barrett, what do you not like about me in the office the most? I already know the answer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Well, there's two things.
I knew. I was like, there's two out of three.
There's two.
Uh-huh.
One is when she plays the music that I don't want to listen to, which is like hardcore rap music.
But here's the deal. I stopped that.
I know.
So because now we're sharing
office space. Okay, wait. There's three things. The third one's really funny. I don't even think you'll get it.
I definitely do think.
The second one is you're definitely a bit messy.
That was the one I was thinking, number one.
It's a little bit. She always says that her husband is Charlie Brown, but it's really Christina. There's always a trail behind Christina.
Here's the deal. It is not like that. Barrett
she'll
is
take
just.
She'll take a bin out and not put it back and just leave it there.
Well, because I have to go back to the bin.
Yeah, no. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I go back to the bin to put it back.
No, I go back to the bin because I have to put the fabrics back in there. Or sometimes I just.
No.
There's so much going on at the office.
There's chip particles and salsa remnants on the table. Team can totally vouch for me on this one that you're messy.
So now I'm like scared shitless. So I don't do that anymore and I make mindful. Like she came back from vacation like an extra day later and I was like, Barrett, I know you're going to be in a fucking horrible mood because of your travels.
Yeah.
I'm going to clean this office
for
you. I'm taking this half hour and I'm literally putting trash down, which I don't do ever. Literally cleared all of the tables, picked up things with my hands, like crumbles and stuff like that. Wash off our desk.
These are the things that I do on the daily. So,
but I was like, I just want you to know, but I'm like, it's hard. I mean, it's hard because
it's funny, though, because you complain about John and the kids.
Well, John is
but
not.
You're just as
you
bad.
You cannot compare.
You're
you cannot compare.
Bad. You're just as
you
bad.
Cannot, I do not leave things.
You guys are Charlie Browns together.
And then you walk into my house and it's like perfect. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's so clean. And then Barrett's be like, oh my gosh, you have your soap dispenser on your counter. You're right. I'm like, who did that? Who did that? John?
So the third thing is Christina wears a shit ton of self-tanner, and it's all
Only in the summer.
Only in the summer?
Only in the summer.
That is the biggest lie. We just did a photo shoot, and you lathered your entire body
up to be
an Oompa Loompa.
Special things, yes. But
you're 50 shades of tan. Okay? 50 shades of tan. And her entire seat that she sat at
is purple or something.
Is brown. Orange. The whole seat turned orange.
I know. Well, so you're right. I wasn't thinking about that one.
All right, so those are my three things. They're not so bad. We listen and we don't judge.
No, but we actually, so here's the deal. Barrett lets me know the things that bother her. And I definitely.
Because I'm like, anything but honest.
Even in the car, she hates the hip hop. I'm like, oh, I'm going to make a stage or that Barrett.
Or the heavy foot that Christina has. So Christina, it's really actually funny. She's just like my mom. She does not know directions. And you drive really fast, just like my mom does, down the streets, like in neighborhoods that are supposed to be like 25, 35. And then when we get in the highway, I'm like, are we ever going to make it home? Like, are we ever getting – no. Talking. Are we ever getting home? She's like behind the like slow trash truck. Do, 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 do. And I'm over here like it's so hard for me.
I said,
then we go in the side streets here in our town. You're like, I'm like, whoa. And then you're like, on the brakes, my whole body is like.
Well, she's also on her phone constantly, as we all know. So it affects her more, I feel.
Let's just say that you're not going to be an F1 racer.
Your turn.
Okay. What are then the three things that you don't love about me in the office?
Number one.
That I'm neurotic.
The minute, so like we just talked, this is like a little segue. As we just talked about cleanliness in the office, Barrett, if she's in a bad mood and she sees something that's dirty in the office or like out of place or, you know what, like the team, I do have to say, like, the team has to, like, kind of contribute a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But when there's things out of place and bins everywhere and samples everywhere, Bear gets so mad. And she just, like, throws things across the room. Like, and we're like, are we supposed to get that? Like, that's like, the one thing I think I hate most about you. I'm trying
hate
to think.
Hate is a really strong word.
Okay, not hate. Not like. I don't appreciate. But then we are in a learning curve, right? So that's why I've been mindful when I know.
Well, it is. I do have to say, though. It's our home. It's our home.
I get it.
You don't treat your house like that.
No, but it's just a
matter of, like. So why treat your office like that?
This whole episode is work balance with your life. And, like, you have to actually, like, make sure within the office you treat it like your home.
Right. That's why I get frustrated. I appreciate it.
So that's why I don't want to see you mad, because then it will ruin.
You dislike it. You don't not appreciate it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Dislike.
Yeah.
Dislike is the word to use.
But it's also, you know, like I said, it's, you know, I appreciate that you
care.
You care, and you don't love it, and it gets you in a bad mood. Yeah, so I'm like.
Gets me stressed out.
It does. It will like change. You'll be like, I just did this, that. Look at this couch I just designed. It's amazing. And then you'll walk upstairs and you'll be like, what the fuck? And I'm like, Mama, guys, get up your asses. Get up. Get clean right now. I was like, I had a team meeting.
Because I think it all comes down to respect for me when people don't respect our office space. And we've worked so hard to get that office space.
No, I 100% agree. It's just sometimes it gets tough when you're so engaged.
It's not all the time, though. It's every once in a while.
No. It is every once in a while. And that's why I said there's certain times – she just gets so mad, and I don't like seeing her mad like that. So that's why I've changed a little bit.
Cleaned up.
I do have to say one thing. So our office is insanely cold. And I don't know if anyone knows, but one of the biggest things for me is being, like, I can't stand being cold.
Well, actually, and you're more cold than anyone I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, I definitely
like my mom. Same way.
Mama Vance. Mm-hmm. I do have something maybe, I mean, all the checkups are fine.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm just always freezing.
You go to Christina's house and no joke, it's like 74 to 76 degrees in there. And I love not wearing a lot of clothes. And I get over there and I'm like totally stripping down. Like,
you're not the first person that said it. But back to our office, That was one of the things, like, I didn't like being in our office because
it's cold.
It was cold.
We have no insulation.
We don't. But.
But we have our space heaters.
Now that I was, that we have our screens, everything up, like, it's just a revolving thing. And I feel so comfortable in there now.
Yeah. It feels nice, like, to be in there and have your own shivering space.
Yeah, I really like it.
I do have to say, though, my dad always told me, and you know how much we look to my dad for advice, and he always said that the owners of the business should not share the same workspace as the employees. And I think that that's true. They need a break from us. We need a break from them.
I agree.
So it's good that we're in our space. Christina's very loud. I'm neurotic. They don't need us out there.
They don't.
They're probably like,
the only thing we need to do is get freaking handles on our doors. Well, that, like, it's too really annoying.
We have no handles on our doors.
We don't. And the nails are suffering.
All right. Third.
Third is a hard one because I don't have one. I really like you in the office. I really do. Like,
and
I,
she likes my new house music too. You're getting into it, I think.
I do. And it actually puts me in a good mood.
Right.
Like, I feel like music, definitely for me, even though I might not know the words, the just the sounds and, like, having that background.
Yeah.
And we are, and the candles. Right. I love the candles.
You love that I light a candle
so
all
I
the
would
time.
Normally do that.
Wait,
I'm
I
like,
have to
no.
tell you. Wait, you want to know what Chris said? So lately I've been lighting candles at bedtime, like, next to our beds.
Just make sure you blow that shit
no,
out.
No, he's like, are you doing that because you're having toots? I was like, I'm not lighting candles because
wait,
I'm farting over here. Yes, he
that.
Did.
You're like, I
like,
just
like, he was, like, dead serious with me. I was like, no, I actually do it because it, like, calms me down and I like to, like, it
does.
Really does.
No,
it, like,
does.
Gets
it
me in a vibe and in a mood.
And music and just the all of
like,
it.
I'll have tea or, like, a glass of wine or whatever before I go to bed and then I light my
the ladder.
Candle.
The ladder as usual.
And he's like, yeah, is that because you're doing the toots over there? And I'm like, this is what happens when you're married for 13 plus years. The toots. I was like, no, actually, you can sit there and smell them.
Ew.
Anyways,
the
okay.
Toots,
I do want to
so
talk.
So I don't have a third.
Okay.
So that's my answer.
All right. So we just talked about the things that we don't like about each other. There's a lot of things that we do like about each other. And I think this more segues into our mom business life and balance. And I do have to say that, like, one thing that's so amazing about Christina and I is that even when we're not working, we're together and, like, we'll go on vacation together and we have so much fun. We go out to dinner together. Our kids are playing sports together. We will come over to each other's homes and, like, we have mutual friends. Even if we have our own friends groups, like, everyone's always, like, intermingling. And so I think that that gives, like, us a nice work-life balance because we really do love being with each other. Like, it's not just about business all the time, even though most of the time I'm probably nagging Christina about something on the weekend. work-wise, but
well,
we do have
much
so much fun.
Than I am too.
We just have so much fun together always. Like, we don't take life too seriously. Even when we're we are super serious about our work, but, like, we don't take life seriously.
Hence
why we're in our robes today. And mine's stolen from the Cove.
I'm dead.
But I think that that's really helped us to balance work, right? Because, like, even when we're in it together and we're so stressed out, there's always a moment of, like, laughter and
that's
we
what
can,
I
like,
was gonna say about you. So
okay,
one of the biggest things about Barrett, I'm like going to start laughing or crying because it's so important to me, the humor aspect of it. We could be literally dealing with, like, terrible things.
And not then, never life-threatening, but terrible things.
It's not, you're right. But it's, like, terrible to us or, like, we always say there is always a solution. But along that solution, like, we have a lot of laughter and humor because otherwise I feel like we would just dwell. I mean, we don't dwell.
Yeah, like, how about that one time when we were away for a job and a situation happened and we were just
like, what job? Which one?
I think you know. We were at a meeting and it turned a completely different way than we could have ever expected
this
or thought
recently.
And this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And we both left that shaking, nervous, scared, like
literally sucking our thumbs.
No, like honestly, I don't think we knew what to do. Like we really didn't know it. I don't think we've ever felt like in that position.
Yeah.
We've never felt that way. However, by the end of our like
drive.
2-hour drive, We're like laughing. We're like, you ready to go to eat like at Ott's and have
Barrett already drinks has like a grilled cheese in front of her. She's like drinking something. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to catch up.
No, but that's the thing about our partnership. I think that we balance each other between all the emotions that we go through. And then also like the emotions of like being moms. So like Christine and I met each other and we had our baby boys who are 9 months apart. And then I just so happened to get pregnant with little Landy, Landy Lou. And I was pregnant and I told Christina, I mean, I honestly don't even know how I got pregnant because I didn't see Chris at all. So I don't know where that came from, but not from the milkman, but no,
there was this one night on the kitchen.
Not even a night, it was during the day.
Oh, during the day. Yeah. Maybe that was breakfast.
Anyways, it's okay that I say that just because we're married. So things like that are okay. But no, so we got pregnant and I told Christina and I remember at first she was like, oh, well, I don't like how's this going to work, you know? And I remember telling Chris, I'm like, wow, like she's not even like happy. Like clearly this was also, we knew each other, but we didn't know each other as we know each other now.
Yeah.
And if anyone knows me as well as obviously you do now, it doesn't matter what comes my way. Like, I just make shit happen. Like, I'll always just work.
The main thing that I was worried about was that the hot, like, being sick and being in the hospital, it wasn't about the workload. I was like, oh my gosh, I will help her. Like, I definitely thought this. Like, I'm like, she's going to be sick. She's going to be in the hospital. I'll take her. Chris was super insanely busy with his job. I was just like, whatever I said, maybe it came out
the wrong way. Hence why he left me during labor to go do chair delivery.
Exactly. But he's a man of his work, and he has to get the job done.
But God had other plans. Christina found out pretty much, what, three days later?
Yeah, maybe it was like less than a week.
That you were, wait a second. That you were pregnant. Yeah. You were actually due like 2 days before me, but then I went into labor 2 weeks prior to your C-section date. But anyways, we both were pregnant at the same time with our second kids. So we had to seriously, like, figure it out. And we balanced the whole way. Like, between the both of us, we both had a lot of pregnancy complications.
Yeah, that was scary.
We were both in and out. We did not stop working. Even at nine months.
We were in and out of the hospital.
Yeah. Because of complications.
Yeah.
And we were both literally carrying furniture, assembling furniture, doing installs, like literally all the nitty gritty, plus taking care of two kids that were already there.
Well, before,
But I think that's what our, like, bonded us even deeper was because we went through that together. And again, I say it's God's plan because it really was his plan. Like, God's plan. A minor. No, but anyways, that's, I think, what catapulted our friendship and respect for each other and partnership into this, like, no matter what it is, we're going to get the shit done and we're going to always figure it out. And it just so happened that we were able to really do that together. And I think we're so lucky to have experienced that situation.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like if it was just one, I feel like the other partner would have been a little bit scared for the other one if that person was going through like the things that
everyday life was different. And again, we were just really lucky. We were lucky,
but it's all lucky. About, and I wouldn't even say it was lucky because I feel like that's how we started our business. Like, we didn't
everything
look
was
back.
So organic.
We were like, okay, we're both pregnant, we're gonna be here for each other because our husbands were definitely not around.
And like, obviously, and how kids. Much fun was it to be pumping together? That was another great thing. We were pumping. We used to drive and pump. We would be on job sites with contractors, like pumping.
They were like, what are you doing?
We didn't even notice. Oh, my favorite, you guys, was we went to Nashville. We shadowed a designer there.
We have pictures to prove that one.
Oh, we're never showing those pictures. That's probably, I was so disgustingly mortified. Ugly. Like, I can't even look at those photos. No, we're not doing it. When I'm dead, you guys can look at those photos. But when we went to Nashville, we went to go shadow a designer who was so nice to take us in.
I feel like we could say it. Miss Perangipe.
Yeah, Lori Perangipe. She and I had developed a friendship on Instagram. We idolized her. She was so inspirational and so nice to us and really believed in us.
So educational, too. Like, she was, like, all about teaching us literally the business of interior design. We did not know.
Well, it was, like, more, idea. Like, it was a lot about, like, the steps. Like, yeah. We didn't even know, right. Like, where do you start on a project? And she's like, this is where I start on my projects, and this is how I kind of navigate that. I wouldn't necessarily say so much, like, the business, because there is so much about the business that comes with, like, the years of growth and, like, what you're doing. But it was more about just, like, how do we run a project?
Right.
How do we
but
do a
also,
project?
But also, like, she – so the problem is with every interior design business.
That they all work
with
differently.
With clients, everyone works differently. We were able to take the way she works and actually make it our own. Like, we could
No, 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 100%.
We literally...
No, because we're so different than her, but we just value...
We umbrella it off of her. And we value like, okay, this would
her expertise.
Not work.
Well, she's been in the industry a long time. Like, we were freaking newbies over there, like green thumbs. And, you know, she...
Pregnant.
Well, oh, no, we pregnant. Just had babies.
Well, yeah, we just had the babies. Like, it was just like...
I mean, we looked like still... tired, wrinkly,
it's the worst.
Bloated.
Those are the worst pictures I've ever seen of us. 100%.
We look like different people. But with that said, looking like different people. So we go to the airport on the way home. We had been pumping the whole trip. So we had a lot of milk with us.
A lot.
Christina goes through security first. Totally gets through. No big deal. I come in. And I had on a pair of pants that had zippers on them. And they're, like, patting me down. And I'm, like, you know, it's the zippers. They're, like, no, go through again. So I go through again. Pat me down. No, there's something there.
They're not just, like, patting. Let's be honest.
It was
like,
aggressive.
It was literally, like, a little bit.
Well, all right. So I'm going through security. And they're grabbing everything, touching everything.
Groping. Literally groping.
Made me do it twice. Mind you, I have like 100 pounds of breast milk with me. Like, what am I doing? Nothing. I'm a freaking mom. Trying to get home.
Mind you, they literally, like, it was like cocaine bags or something.
Yeah.
They were
no,
like,
remember I started to get really emotional.
Yeah.
Then they had me go into a room. They had me undress, fully undress, took my clothes, put it through security. Obviously, everything was fine. We barely made our flight.
You were like,
stressed out.
I need to see my baby. We were crying. Like, it was awful. It's like, wait, do you guys, like, you're
really
stopping
us
right now?
No, it was so stressful.
Like, moms with breast milk, like, I get it. Like, that would actually be an amazing, like, ploy.
Shh, don't tell anyone that.
But it wasn't us. I mean.
Yeah, no.
The yin and yang over here with
again,
the breast milk.
Again, we've been through it all together. And because we were both holding all our breast milk, we were so proud of that breast milk, too. And we're, like, going through, like, with all of it. It's like, oh, my God, it was amazing. But I do want to talk a little bit about, obviously, having a team. And we've been through it with teams. You know, when you start a business from nothing and you honestly have no idea, like, we had no idea we would even have a team. And we started to build teams. And I think, you know, when you're desperate for help, you hire people because you need the help.
Yeah.
And you start
to do the perfect diligence either.
But you also start to realize after time of going, you know, through these interviews and this process of finding people, like, personalities are like a major part of what
the hiring process.
Yeah.
And we did not know that. Like, we thought, okay, they're so talented with, like, the, you know, the technical aspect or the organization aspect or whatever it may be. We didn't realize, like, this, like you said, like, this is our home and we're walking in our home and we want to be greeted. Like, this is, like, we own this
house. And we've definitely been in situations where we've not been greeted at all. Like, we had a group of designers.
So bad.
I'll be honest. Like, we've had a group of designers before that we hired. And you and I would walk in the room and, like, not even one person would say hi.
Like, we didn't.
And I do have to say that, like, maybe this, I don't know if this comes off wrong, but, like, if we were males and in that situation, I don't think it would be the same. But because I feel like we're strong personalities, I'm neurotic about how this business needs to be run. Like, and I also think that we deserve respect for what we've built. Like, people sometimes might take that
but
as like,
only, like being a bit harsh. That business, it's also about like, that's your boss, dude. Like, dude.
Right.
I've never, ever treated someone with no respect that was my that boss. It like, doesn't that, matter that, if I didn't
and
have
that really,
respect
like,
for them.
We were really hurt. Like, that hurt us because yeah. to us, we look at our
we would look at,
team.
We would look at each other. We'd go in the back and we'd be like,
wow.
What the heck
like,
is
no,
happening?
Like, no, wow. Like, what to did me, we do? It was, but to me, it was, like, really upsetting because, like, to us, our team is everything to us. We treat them like our family. And, like, family people get in maybe arguments. And not even, like, we have arguments at our office. Like, I feel like as a whole, you and I, yes, we expect things to be done efficiently, on time. We want perfection. We understand people make mistakes. You make it once, that's okay. You make it twice, it's not a mistake anymore. But we're very understanding. Like, people come to us, they need to go for a doctor's appointment, no big deal. We give a ton of additional time off besides what they already get off. Like, I feel like, oh, we also celebrate, like, these big birthdays, like, we do so many things with our team to really make them feel like they're part of the family. So when we're feeling, you and I are feeling a different way, it is upsetting. And I think that's been something that we've had to overcome and understand.
Yeah.
But with that said, I think in our industry
– not overcome and understand, but like now that we're at a place – honestly, like we're at a place where we do – we built this team.
I mean,
now
people are reaching out all over the – country to work
for
us.
I know,
they
want to work for us.
They're also moving from like different yeah. areas of the literally the world to work for us.
I do have to say we're definitely pretty fun.
We are fun.
We're fun and like, listen, this is a business. It has to be serious. But then there also has to be times when it's not so serious. Like,
right. And we do a
no
good
one's
balance
having heart
of that.
Surgery, and we always say that. Like, and it's,
but our clients, they don't care and they're not going to understand if you know, Sally Joe has to leave at 5 o'clock because she's got to get the job done. Like, they want to get the job done.
Yeah.
Just like you and I always say to our team, listen, we're not going to micromanage you, but like, if you know you need to get it done, you need to get it done.
All of our employees are their own boss.
They are.
We, that is like how we
run
bring them
business.
In to working with Wide Elm Machete. Like,
but
you're
I do
be your own boss.
I do want to say though, like two designers out there that are building a team, and a lot of people have reached out to us on Instagram, like, how do you manage your team? How do you build your team? It is one of the hardest, if not the hardest things. I think in our industry, turnover is just inevitable.
And we're not
and
the
it's
only
always
ones.
Like clients come to Wide Elm Machete because they want Christina and I to design their projects, not for the team to design the projects. And so that's I think sometimes really difficult for people that are working to understand. They do get a lot of – they do get creative freedom. Even though they're really, truly doing the technical aspects, there's a lot of creativity on there. Like, there's a lot of times – like, I just sat with our senior designer the other day. I was going over things with him. I was explaining how I wanted the kitchen to look. But I was
it's
really –
so funny. I'm like,
but I was
Barrett's going to walk in. This is what I said. Barrett's going to walk in. She's going to pull that chair right up next to
yeah.
you. 'Cause I was like, this is how we work. We love doing it this way, but I'm like, okay, so you started on Monday. We have a brand new senior designer. He's amazing.
His
and
energy,
Barrett, I
his
knew
energy's
exactly
incredible.
What – I mean, I could read Barrett like no one else, I think. I knew she was going to pull up that chair and just start, like, banging it out.
Yep.
And he's like, listen, don't worry. I expect us to be here later tonight. This is what he said. I expect us to be here later tonight so we can get a lot done. I was like, no, Bear and I are not like that. We're not going to keep you on a Friday night to get this stuff done. We're going to start, but that's not how we are.
And I went through so much with him. I mean, he was amazing. He was taking
He's pretty
all the
quick.
Great.
He's
he was
very
really
quick.
But I do have to say that, like, it is such a collaborative process. So I do feel like our team, even though they're not you and I and the face and the designers, like, they are really – have like they are creating they're still creating but as we're talking about this I just want other designers out there to know that like everyone's kind of in the same boat whether they're open about it or they're not. Managing a team is definitely tough. When you own the business you hold an incredible amount of stress and weight on your shoulders and like
it's the weight
I mean
it's
I can't
weight.
I honestly have never been more stressed in my life than owning this business. And I'm constantly thinking about like the growth of our business. What's next? also paying all the freaking bills. Like, to run That's our fun. Business is so expensive. And, like, we really do want to give our team the best. Like, we want to give them all the benefits.
We take and the great salaries. For everyone to get better.
Yeah. And we're going to actually talk about that in the next episode where we talk about COVID and how we actually didn't make any money because we gave it all to our team. Like, we felt that it was so important to keep our team afloat and pay our team that Christine and I didn't take any money. And mind you, my husband wasn't working. So talk about major, major risk. So stay tuned, follow, subscribe, like us, share it, make your cocktails or your coffee or your mocktails, whatever it's going to be. Get your robes on. Come to the next episode with us. Keep up. Seat for every ass.